Respect yourself all the time. The next time he says something, and again if there is a rebellion, you say no. No, he's right. And as you go on, the rebellion becomes less and less and less and less violent, and then it ceases to be. When it ceases to be, I cease to be, and you alone exist. Then you don't need to see him outside. No visions, nothing. When you don't exist, there is no vision is necessary. You are he is you. All in the manner of speaking is, because if his self is God or omnipresent or whatever it is, the self, then there is no myself or yourself, all these are words. The one terrible obstacle that you had, the self, the ego, that was dictating, the tyrant, the dictator within you, once that has melted, then there is the three become completely one, God, Guru and Self. Like some of these tricolor flags, they like the flag of India, you know, three colors, orange, green and blue, white or something. If you wash it very cleanly, neatly, perfectly, that color is gone, this color is gone, this color is gone. They don't even say, I used to be white, I used to be brown, and green, I used to be red. It becomes pure white. That's it. You think he is the Guru, I am the Self, and there is God. But these three, when these three words are nicely washed away, what remains is one. How do you get there is the point.
In the autobiography of a yogi, Yogananda gives a number of examples of him with his guru or his guru with his guru having doubts or disbelief after the initial awakening.
I wouldn't call that awakening, I'm afraid. I mean, it's only probably semantic problem.
Well, after the initial...
Once I have... that's it. By definition, to me, by definition, this awakening is that a first guru experience. Yeah, I suppose it's possible to have some kind of, I wouldn't call it doubt, I would call it an inner rebellion of the self, of the ego. Mm. So every time that rebellion happens, I look at the ego, not at the guru. I've had that experience in which I've seen you to be my guru. That is, I was walking in the darkness, you showed them, your light shone there. It's great. Thank you. Right? Then I recognize the Guru in you. To come back to this point of danger, can he mislead me? If this doubt ever arises, it doesn't, but if this doubt ever arises, I tend to look inside and say, you are a fool. That day, when his light shone in the darkness, but for that light you would have gone to hell. What are you terribly worried about your reputation going now? Let's say he saved me from tremendous, great difficulty. Let's drop this guru-disciple business. Let's say I'm indebted to her just for that. I was walking in darkness, there was a big cobra alaman sitting there, and she shone her flash, and in that I saw the cobra and avoided stepping on it. But for that, therefore, I might have lost my life. And on another occasion, she merely says something, "Swami, you go and buy me a glass of whiskey, a bottle of whiskey from the store. All of you are around me." I look at her, my God, I'm trapped. What a horrible thing she's compelling me to do now. If that happens, I look within and say, "Hey, idiot, but for her you would have been in the grave long ago. Go." So, once the initial experience has been gained, there may still be a rebellion. It's not a doubt. I wouldn't call it a doubt. A kind of inner revolt. On such occasions, the true seeker, I'm not even calling him a disciple, the true seeker must look within and deal with them, with that rebellious ego.
Did you know that Shivananda was your guru the first time that you saw
him? You informed me.
When you were quite young.
It's the first time.
When you were quite young.
I used to write to him and so on. But it's only when I met him, And he also did the same thing more or less. The first time I was introduced to him, and he was young, he was 23. I was there for about half an hour, 45 minutes. Came from Delhi. Then he said a few things, just shocking. I said, "My God, he knows everything." And then I went back for a week, Christmas week, the same year. And I was leaving the ashram the 31st of December. It's beautiful. Another? You like it? Come and stay here. Come and stay here. Resign your job and come and stay here. Thank you. It's fantastic. Hari Om Tat Sat. Thank you. 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 Th